Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Lots of people these days are concerned about their government. Here in the U.S., government generally seems frozen by partisan politics and power plays. In the United Kingdom, there's widespread concern and conflict about Brexit, the country's departure from the European Union. Power grabs by presidents in China, Russia, and Turkey have people there concerned, and the Saudi government is accused of murdering a journalist. People want good and effective government, but many think it's probably unattainable. That our efforts to have good government are stymied by the political powers that be. It might come as a surprise, but the Bible actually has quite a bit to say about good government and how we can get it. A number of bad rulers show up in Bible stories, but there are good rulers too, as well as ideas about how we can have effective governments today. And those ideas don't necessarily include large public protests or tweets to legislators. They tend to focus on what individuals can do to govern themselves effectively, and then that has effects on what happens in larger governments. So this week on Morning Prayer, we're going to turn to the Bible to see what it has to say about good government and how we can attain it, how we can have a government based on good and doing good. May we find ourselves saying with the author of the Bible's book of Revelation, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned." Amen.